Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost. It's a great time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer. Follow along in the Word of God. Let's just together bind our hearts and our faith and our praises together, and let's worship Him in one mind and one accord. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it's great and wonderful to be with you in Jesus' name. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we want you to know that the Lord has blessed us so we could bring you this program each day. And we want you to know that Jesus is the reason that we're here, and we want you to lift Him up. If you tuned in to listen to us and our singing and whatever, you may be disappointed. But if you joined in to worship Him in spirit and in truth, you'll leave refreshed and lifted up and blessed. Well, let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Isaiah 6 and 8. He says, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. If you will be ready to take down some contact information, let's volunteer like Isaiah and say, Lord, here I am, send me. From the Melodies of Praise hymnal, let's go to page 98. Join in with us as we sing a great one entitled Redeemed.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight. I I seemingly guardeth my footsteps, and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. One more time, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am.
Well, that's a great testimony. If you want to just stand in the church and testify during that time and say, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, no greater words could ever be spoken. To know who Jesus is and to know that He has saved you from your sins. Matthew 6:28-30 is our precious promise today. The Lord says, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God does so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, He shall not clothe much more clothe you, O ye of little faith. The Word of God from the King James Version. Let's go to prayer today. Let's seek the Lord. I want you to bring your request to the altar. Let your request be made known unto God as we pray. Father, we're so thankful today for the thoughts that You have given us here. The fact, Lord, that we are to consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Lord, and You even told us about Solomon in all of his glory. He was not arrayed like one of these. And then You reminded us, Lord, that if You clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, Lord, how much more You will clothe us. Lord, we are people of little faith. Help us to be like the disciples, Lord. Help our unbelief and increase our faith. We need You today. Lord, across this congregation today, there are many requests and many needs. Some praying for salvation. Some praying for lost souls to be saved. Some praying for healing. And Lord, just various needs. Lord, things that maybe have not even crossed my mind. But Lord, You're hearing every prayer and every request today. Lord, as I lead this congregation in this prayer and this worship time, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, You'll hear those prayers, meet the needs, honor the faith, help the unbelief, increase the faith, and move and minister in every heart and life, we pray. We know today, Lord, You're a great and a wonderful Savior. Have Your way in our hearts and lives. Bless this broadcast ministry, Lord, and all who help keep it on the air, we pray. And we'll thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Hallelujah. We'll give you some contact information toward the end of the broadcast. Let's rejoice. Let's pick up the tempo. Let's sing John the Revelator. Upon on the Isle of Patmos, a man was cast one day, and he was left alone to die. He began to pray, the Holy Ghost fell on him, the Spirit it came down. He began to write about the things he saw, the revelator's name was John. Talk about John, saw Jerusalem coming down. Well, talk about John, and when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire, heard a great voice saying, come up higher. John the Revelator wrote about the city of God. Hallelujah. While in the Spirit praying, John looked around to see if the voice he had heard was what it seemed to be. Just like many waters, a great trumpet sound. He said, I am the first and last. The Revelator wrote it down. Talk about
John the Revelator
saw Jerusalem coming down. Yes, it was
John the Revelator.
And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire, heard a great voice saying, come up higher. John the Revelator wrote about the city of God. Oh yes, it was
John the Revelator
saw Jerusalem coming down. Yes, it was
John the Revelator.
And when he looked around, he saw feet like brass, eyes like fire, heard a great voice saying, come up higher. John the Revelator wrote about the city of God. Hallelujah. Well, that's a great song to worship the Lord. From Isaiah 53, verse 1, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with our griefs, as we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Let's read a little more. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Praise the Lord for his word. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We're here weekdays at this same time, the Lord permitting and providing. After you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with the Power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated. And you can send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. Website www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Talk about
John the Revelator
saw Jerusalem coming down. Yes, it was
John the Revelator.
And when he looked around, he He saw feet like breasts, eyes like fire, heard a great voice sing, come up higher.